Health officials in Minnesota have been scrambling trying to contain a measles outbreak that has sickened primarily Somali American children. So far, there are 34 known cases of the disease, but more are expected. Mark Zedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio brings us the story.
In Minnesota, the vast majority of kids under two get vaccinated against measles. But state health officials say most Somali American two-year-olds have not had the vaccine, about 6 out of 10. As the outbreak spreads, that statistic worries health officials, including Michael Osterholm with the University of Minnesota.
It is a highly concentrated number of unvaccinated people. It is a potential gas and match kind of situation.
Measles is a highly contagious respiratory disease that causes a rash and fever. It can be deadly, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says two doses of vaccination are about 97% effective at heading off the disease. The Minnesota Health Department says the outbreak began in Hennepin County, home to Minneapolis and the heart of the nation's Somali American community. The hub for that population is a neighborhood adjacent to downtown. There are numerous Somali American businesses, including more than a dozen jammed open-air style into a worn-looking building called the Riverside Mall. Sprawling from stall to stall here are brightly colored clothes and other textiles, along with small home furnishings. Most of the Somali Americans shopping here want nothing to do with the reporters' questions, but Kadra Abdullah offered her thoughts on the measles outbreak.
Yes, I heard it, but I haven't seen it. But I don't know anybody who has that problem now.
Abdullah is quick to name the fear that's working against the measles vaccine among Somali Americans.
They believe it causes autism.
Somali community leaders are lockstep with the Minnesota Health Department in trying to knock down the pseudoscience behind the myth that getting vaccinated can lead to autism. But others are not, even as the outbreak spreads. A weekend meeting in Minneapolis organized by anti-vaccine groups attracted dozens of Somali Americans. Some shouted down physicians, including pediatrician Stasine Marushek, who showed up to try to convince them vaccination is safe and critical to public health.
If there's less than a certain rate of vaccine, the virus is much more likely to spread. That is a scientific fact.
The Minnesota Department of Health describes the measles outbreak as a public health nightmare. Infectious Disease Division Director Chris Ehrsman says the desire to get out the truth is mobilizing public health officials.
We've had people on Somali TV, Somali radio. We've participated in chat rooms. And the commissioner met with imams to talk to them about how we can work with the faith community to do outreach.
In 2000, the U.S. declared it had eliminated measles from the country, thanks to a strong vaccination program. The challenge now is to contain it as quickly as possible when a traveler brings it into the country. Almost 30 years ago, measles sickened 460 people in Minnesota and killed 3 children. Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota served as the state epidemiologist at the time and says those deaths still haunt him. He's worried it could happen again.
I think that we could surely see a major increase in the number of cases beyond what we have now. And with that comes the increasing likelihood that someone will die.
For NPR News, I'm Mark Zedeklik in Minneapolis.